John Heyman is with the MLB Network and WFAN Radio. You, of course, are familiar with his work. You're also familiar with him on Twitter. If you're not, you can follow him on Twitter at John Heyman, and he joins us on Baseball Central. John, thanks a lot for doing this morning.
Sure, Jeff. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Team can't hit. It's a crisis everywhere. People want the manager fired. You know, just another day in paradise, my friend.
Well, this team should be a lot better. I don't think there are many teams underachieving more than they are to this point. You know, they have not hit as a team. Russell Martin really hasn't gotten going. Tulowitzki, well below par. Bautista, the batting average should be higher than that. I'm not sure if moving guys around the order is the answer. Probably can't hurt at this point. Need to do something because this team should not be below 500. On paper, is one of the better teams in baseball, in my opinion.
John, how much are Jose Bautista and Edwin hurting their value in the offseason by this type of a start? Now, obviously, there's a chance that they can pick it up and get back closer to Bautista and Edwin seasons, but this is not a big free agent class. It's not. There's not a lot of depth in it. These two guys are going to be among the premier hitters. Do you think they're hurting themselves a little bit by having this type of a start at this point in their careers, or at the end of the day, will the scarcity of power on the market, allow them to overcome whatever concerns teams may have about them?
Yeah, I think the fact that this is really an abysmal class, really lacking in depth and, for the most part, star power, means that they should still do very, very well. Obviously, there's time to turn their seasons around. I expect Bautista to do well. Question is he going to beat $100 million? We know or have heard that he wants 5 or 6 years at 30 a year. He's not going to get that. I do think he will get overpaid. I do think he's a terrific player. He still walks a lot, even having a terrible start. His OPS is still probably over 800, so I don't think he's hurt that badly. Encarnacion is having a worse start, so he's hurt a little bit more, I think, and the fact that he's not as versatile, perhaps. I mean, obviously, he's a guy who can DH, has done that very nicely, and is semi-serviceable at first base. That's a plus, but he's not going to do as well as Bautista. I know he was hoping for 4 to 5 years on the free agent market. Toronto had offered 2. I think he's going to do better than 2, but he's probably not going to hit the jackpot. I don't think we're talking $100 million for him.
Yeah, tomorrow Mark Shapiro is coming on the show with Jeff Blair here, and I'm sure he's going to ask him some good questions and get some answers to this, but I'm curious to get your answer. If you're Mark Shapiro right now, what do you do with this team? And John Gibbons, I understand, I was in a lot of clubhouses, and I can contest to this that it's not the manager. Most of the time with talent like this, and you just mentioned on paper, best team in baseball, to me it has nothing to do with the manager. But if you're Mark Shapiro, how do you shake this up? Is it all start with John Gibbons?
Yeah, I mean, they rallied last year under Gibbons. I wouldn't rank him at the top of the managerial standings. That said, I don't think it's his fault. I agree with you. I don't think he should get fired. I haven't heard any rumblings that he will get fired. Of course, you never know, but I kind of think they're going to give him the year and then start fresh with somebody else after the year, almost regardless what happens. I mean, if they win the World Series, they'll probably be forced to bring him back. But I think they probably want to start anew with their own guys. Gibbons is obviously an Alex guy. I don't think they're going to rush to fire him. I think Mark has been a patient guy throughout his career, and like I said, I haven't heard any rumblings. I'll be surprised if he doesn't give them, if not the year, almost all the year.
John, what point are we at now when it comes to sort of understanding or maybe having suspicions about where the trade market is going? I know it's still early in the year, but we saw a couple of years ago, Oakland moved pretty early. Made a couple of early moves in the trade market, the Chicago Cubs profiting from that in a couple of instances. But what are you hearing? Are there teams that are getting ready to perhaps put some players on the market, or at least maybe ratchet up discussions with other teams?
I'd say this. It's an unusual year in that, at least at the start of the year, there are about a half dozen teams not seemingly playing for 2016. So
I think they were trade candidates almost from the start. You know, I'm speaking of Atlanta, I'm speaking of Cincinnati, and I'm speaking of Milwaukee. Now, Philadelphia is off to a shockingly good start. Colorado has surprised me, at least, mm-hmm. by playing over 500 to this point. So, you know, they're not ready to do any selling at this point, I would say. But I think that it's a little bit unusual in that you got at least a couple of teams, a few teams in the National League that have making no pretense about being a contender this year. So you're a veteran on Cincinnati, veteran on Milwaukee, a veteran on Atlanta, really anybody in Atlanta, it's fair game at this point. So Jay Bruce could get traded. Brandon Phillips could get traded. Jonathan Lucroy, Ryan Braun could be traded. Atlanta, as I said, check out the whole roster with the exception of Freddie Freeman. They could all be traded.
Yeah, John, you just mentioned Atlanta. When I was growing up as a kid, I grew up in Virginia, obviously with the accent. I talk a little funny. That's where I grew up. But that was the team I rooted for. That was the team basically every other team in the big leagues wanted to be like the Braves. And then you hear, you know, their manager obviously just got fired. And the way he got fired by finding out on his email that he had had a direct flight somewhere else when they were on the road. Where's the Braves at? I understand they have to, I guess they're headed in a direction where they have to win because of the new stadium in 2017. But when you hear things like that, are the Braves headed in the right direction, in your opinion?
You know, I think they are. It's going to take them a while to get there. I don't believe it'll be next year. Of course, they've got to sound excited about next year going into the new stadium. I don't see how they can be a contender next year. They are absolutely awful this year. And help is on the way, but it's a long way away. They have some terrific prospects. You know, Dansby Swanson could be ready next year. That one could come to fruition fairly soon. College star at Vanderbilt, number one overall pick. I think he's going to be a terrific shortstop. They've got a few other position prospects, but they basically have like 10 to 12 really good pitching prospects. And most of them are double-A or lower. You know, we're talking about Toussaint, who they got from Arizona, Freed, who they got from San Diego, Allard, draft choice. They have some big pitching prospects, no question about that. But they look to me, they look 3 years away. You know, they're not going to say that out loud, but I think that's probably reality. As far as the email, that was a mistake, obviously, was made. It wasn't the way to handle it. Mm-hmm. Freddie handled it well. I don't think they really had much choice as a team that was not only the worst team in baseball the second half of the year. They were by far the worst team in baseball. Then they had a poor spring training, had the worst record in the Grapefruit League in spring training, and then they carried that over into the season and had the worst record in the National League. So, you know, you go on basically a year at that point and are just dreadful, not responding at all. Now, their team is not good, obviously, but to be that dreadful, they probably need to make a change, considering they also had a weak finish in 2014 as well as 2015.